those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb, and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week we shine the light on a local person or an organisation, and this week we have the Country Women's Association, the Northern Tablelands Armidale branch, and to help me talk about or introduce that organisation, I have Donna Harris. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Herb, and thanks for having me in to talk about the CWA this morning.
A very important organisation within our community. You tell me that it started with Mary White from Saumarez Station.
Yes, way back in 1926, our branch was formed as part of the Northern Tablelands Group, so it's been continuously running for the almost last 100 years. So our group in Northern Tablelands has Armidale, Kelly's Plains, Dangersley, Gyra, Gyra Evening, Glen Innes, Tenterfield and Deervale. I think that's the seven. Hope I haven't left anybody out.
Well, they'll apologise if you have. Now tell me, you're only recently joined the CWA.
Yes, it's something I'd been thinking about for a long time. It was something in the back of my mind, but I've been a city girl up until moving to Armidale. I just kept considering it and never really did it. But then one of the ladies invited me to something and I met a few of them and I just decided to join up on the spot. So that's nearly 2 years ago, but I feel like I've been involved for years because I've made so many friends and met so many people.
So you came from Brisbane, Vegas?
I did, from, yes, the little big smoke.
Yeah, it's about 6 years ago.
Yeah, so we wanted to move away from the city and have a real tree change. So it's been wonderful. It's the best thing we ever did was moving to Armidale. We love it.
Going back in time, 1926, the Second World War. So what happened in the Second World War? What did the CWA do in the Second World War in terms of activities?
You know what women are like. We see a problem and come up with a solution. So one of the things that they assisted with was making camouflage netting for the soldiers. Now, I can only imagine how that was done, but I'm sure they came up with an ingenious plan and made great quantities of that. And then the poor soldiers were over in terrible conditions and it was freezing cold, so they formed a sheepskin vest committee and made over 40,000 sheepskin vests for the soldiers.
Wow. Now, 1937's a bit of a year for the Royal Flying Doctor.
Yes, the CWA decided to adopt the Royal Flying Doctor Service as an organisation's project, and that association has kept going to the present day. We still support the Royal Flying Doctor because it's one of the things that's really important to the CWA is being able to access medical assistance in your isolated areas. They've helped to establish the base. We've helped to raise funds through all that time, and we still do it today to make sure that we can have those services available to people in the regional and rural and remote areas.
So you're the publicity officer?
Yes.
And what does a publicity officer do for the CWA?
Well, I can work a computer, so that's a really good start. I am the voice of our branch mostly, run our Facebook group, so we established that because we didn't have one going. So that's a really good way of reaching out to the local community. I get in touch with media organisations, send out press releases. Now I'm doing radio chit-chats.
Is there a newsletter?
We don't have a newsletter. There used to be a newsletter back in the day. I know that the branch used to put out a regular newsletter, but things have gone a little bit more digital these days, so we tend to run things a lot more online. We have a closed group for our members, so we can get on there and discuss things that are just between the branch members, but we also have a public group which is open to the community, and we only started that a little over 12 months ago, and we've got about 210 followers so far, and it's really good. We get some great positive feedback on there, and it's just a way of connecting with the community and getting a feel for what things we do interest people, just making ourselves known.
So 1966, the hall, people would know who's been around, the hall in Rusden Street.
Yes, that
was where you used to meet. You don't have that now, but we'll get to where you meet now. Tell me about the structure of the CWA. It's quite interesting how it's structured.
Yes, it's done in tiers. So the grassroots level is the branch, which as of September last year, there were 348 branches in New South Wales. We run as a state organisation. There are CWA organisations in other states, but Each one of them is separate and has their own separate constitution, motto, etc. So we're CWA of New South Wales. So from the branch, then the branches are into groups. So that's sort of a geographical area, but as I said, Northern Tablelands is our group. They're quite a large geographical area. So we have 29 groups around the state, and then they're divided up into zones as well. So we've got Sydney-based ones, and we've got ones that are out far west. We've got northern, north coast, mid-north coast, etc.
And you've got 50 members in your group?
Yeah, we've got about 50. So it's really good to see the numbers statewide have started to have another uptick. They were starting to diminish a little bit over the last few years, but it seems like the last year or two, the corner has been turned and we're building our numbers. The thing is, we've got a lot of members who've been in the CWA for many, many years, and we've got members in their 90s. Obviously, we need to keep the CWA relevant and attract younger members, newer members, to keep the organisation strong. The wisdom that's in our branch from those members is amazing, and the insights they've got into the culture of the organisation and our aims and what we're supposed to be doing, it's wonderful. But we also need to get new, fresh ideas to build it in, because change is part of what the CWA is about too. We're not aiming to be a relic stuck in the past. We need to adapt to the changes in society and make sure that what we're doing is still relevant to the needs of our society.
No, very well said. But let's go back to the structure. Now, my understanding is that basically you have these conferences.
Yes. From the branch, you go up to the group, and then above that sits the state. So you've got a state president and you've got a state executive committee, and we also have a CEO. So they're the ones that are the public face.
If a group wanted to do something,
yes,
a health initiative, mm-hmm, for example, you would actually discuss that at your group level.
Yep.
And then if it was agreed, then you'd take it to the conference every year, is that right?
We submit it to the state group, and then they would look at all the submissions and decide which ones are worthy, because you can't just put some random idea up. There's got to be a lot of research that goes into it. You've got to have all your facts and figures and reasons why you want to do it. So then it goes to them, and then they select a whole range of motions to go to conference each year. Now, we've got pages and pages of them. They're from, we've got health, education, agriculture and environment, all sorts of issues get raised, and then there's also constitutional issues. So they go to conference and we all meet together once a year. This year it's in Wagga. They get debated, so there are speakers for and against. You can ask questions. There's a lot of discussion. And then finally we take a vote. Now the vote is for delegates of all the branches. Each branch is able to send along one or two delegates, and we then take it to a vote. And if it's passed, then that becomes the policy of the CWA New South Wales.
So that sounds to me like a very professional way to do something. So if there was a young woman that was interested in getting involved in CWA, then there's an avenue there to get involved in that professional process of identifying issues,
definitely,
going to conferences, getting involved at actually a whole lot,
yes,
of levels, and getting the experience in being involved. It's not just an organisation that does nothing. It's actually an organisation,
no,
that has a drive. Now, how many people in New South Wales would be in the CWA?
Around about 8,000.
So that's a pretty powerful,
it's very force, powerful. And when you look at that, so we've got a very strong state organisation, but then you look at the other states as well, and you put us all together, and it's actually the largest women's organisation in Australia.
So isn't it 12,000 signatures that you have to have signed on a petition to get it mentioned in Parliament?
Well, there's been one around recently. They were aiming for something like that.
Yeah.
It's a fair few.
So you could easily submit it through the CWA and you get your signatures straight away.
Well, I guess. But we tend to find that we have a really good relationship, the government bodies. So it's a very strong lobbying culture in the CWA. So we put it all together, and it's very well researched with all the arguments, and we've got good cases to then put directly to the politicians, the decision makers, the ministers.
The women have the power.
Yes, the women have the power.
So I want to touch on this though. Why is it that the CWA is successful?
Have you ever seen a bunch of women deciding to do something? Yes, well, it's quite formidable. Don't stand in the way. Once a decision is made and we decide that we can do something worthwhile, nothing will stop us until it's done.
Well, definitely, and I understand from what we've spoken about is consensus decision making is a big part of the CWA process.
It is. We are really mindful of making sure that every member in our branch has a voice. Anyone can speak up and give their opinion on issues at a meeting, but then that carries through the whole organisation. So at no stage is the decision of the members just disregarded and overridden. It all comes from the membership. And the other thing that I really love about it has been a big push that's come from the president down. We've been working towards kindness. We want to get things done, but we want to do that with kindness because there's not enough kindness in the world. And you can't just get focused on the job at hand and go at it all guns blazing and disregard the feelings and the contributions and the opinions of everybody within the group. So there's been a huge project going on within CWA New South Wales encouraging us to actually spread kindness and to do all of the things we do with that in mind.
No, definitely. And just to go back to that consensus decision-making, it really came to the fore in the civil rights movement and the peace and the women's movements in the 1960s, 1970s. Mm. But if we go back to the suffragettes,
yes,
back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, consensus decision-making, although they didn't call it that, but if we go back even further, the American Indians, they had a process which was akin to consensus decision-making, where everybody had a voice. And now I've been to plenty of male-dominated committees where the biggest voice in the room or the voting block won the day with a vote. But then there was a hell of a lot of people in the room that didn't get a chance to say anything because consensus decision-making wasn't part of that process.
It's interesting. I'm actually the delegate for our branch going to conference, and I went last year when we went to Coffs Harbour. It was my first time. The branch discusses all the motions, but overriding thing is the branch has discussed what we think is our opinion on what's been proposed, but it is still up to the delegates. We know what our branch thinks, the opinion. We go along and it's actually our job to listen really carefully to all of the debate surrounding that, because often the little synopsis you get doesn't cover all of the potential side effects of a decision. So people stand up and argue backwards and forwards, and some of these discussions go on for many, 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 many minutes, and there's some very well-informed people. And so then it comes down to us as the delegates to take all of those opinions, put them with what our branch opinion was, our feeling, and then come to a decision on whether our branch is going to vote for or against that. So that was a really fascinating process to be part of it, because you'd go along thinking, this is what we think as a branch, but then your mind can be totally changed during the course of the discussion by brilliant people very articulately arguing and bringing up points that we hadn't even considered yet. So it's a great process.
Well, I think the thing what you're pointing to is the nuances that you actually, living in the New England, the nuances that somebody might have in the Central West might be different, but you don't actually know because you don't live in the Central West.
No.
But by going to this conference and, again, the consensus decision-making, listening to and hearing each other person's position on it, then enables you to be more aware of what the Central West, for example,
exactly,
and you may not have thought about.
Well, it was a real eye-opener. Some of the things we were talking about last year involving ambulances not being able to get to properties because the dispatchers would send them on roads that were totally unsuitable, even though that was the road that would seem logical, but the locals knew that that's not the road you'd go on, and ambulances were taking too long to get to patients, or they might not get there at all. So it's things like that that we wouldn't necessarily think of, even in, I mean, we're a city, but there are people from Sydney who wouldn't necessarily think of that. There are people from here. There are people from very, very small centres where they're very, very remote, and we don't think of those things. And once again, they might not think of things that affect people in larger centres as well. So it's really good as a learning experience to open your eyes to what is actually going on in other communities.
Again, younger women entering the CWA, it's not just about making brownies. It's about actually being part of a professional organisation that uses a very sensible decision-making process, and you can actually learn great skills, both like what you're doing with publicity officer, but also in the debating side of things, public speaking, a whole range of avenues for a young woman that would like to learn a almost like a professional career, but on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, oh, it's wonderful for that. I know last year there were a lot of nurses and ex-nurses who spoke on health issues at the conference, so they were putting their professional expertise and speaking from a position of knowledge to inform us of the issues and the solutions and the pros and cons. But there are so many ways that you can be involved in the CWA and use your skills, your life experience. It's not just about baking handicrafts, etc. There are so many avenues to get in there and be a really valuable contributor to society in the community. We need people who can get up and talk publicly. Some people would rather die than do that. We've got people who are great working in the background, getting things done. People who go out and talk to people in hospital. There are so many things that we can do.
So just go back to that grassroots, and I don't mean any offence by the brownie comment, because I did have some scones and jam and cream at the show.
Yes,
And a cup of coffee, and they were beautiful.
Good, good.
But you do bake sales, and you do raffles, you do sausage chisels. That's just to raise money at the grassroots level, but yes. Also, that enables you to connect with people. So you get your brand out there. This is the publicity officer side.
We just love that. Yesterday we were at the Ulysses rally down at the showgrounds. We had a stall. And we like to support things that come to Armidale because we think it's really important that places like Armidale do attract these large gatherings. It's good for our city. It's good for the people coming to experience what we are like here, what our beautiful countryside is. So we had a great time talking to all the motorcycle club members down there yesterday. Met people from all over Australia. We really had fun. It didn't feel like hard work at all, even though we were there all day. So we just really enjoyed talking to people. We love going to the markets and talking to people. We've had a lot to do with Backtrack. We do things with Legacy. So it's a really diverse cross-section of the community we get involved with and have fun talking with and just hanging out, finding out what they're doing.
So did you know that there's, in May, the Armidale Car Club, Classic Car Club, has a rally? Mm-hmm. There's been 150 people coming, 1931 Dodge vehicles.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
So maybe that would be a good connection to make there.
Yes. Yeah, we like to do like festivals, and the Black Gully Festival, we'd hope to get involved with that. There are also just things like the Autumn Festival as well, which is another local event that we like to be involved with. But also we welcome organisers of events coming to Armidale. Please get in touch with us and just find out if we would like to be involved. It doesn't have to be baking. It could be anything else. We volunteer. Sometimes we just give a hand to people selling raffle tickets or handing out plates. There's lots of things we can do apart from baking. We also have made hundreds and hundreds of poppies for Legacy. So they get sold on Anzac Day. So that's just another way that we help, by making something and donating it to that particular group. But definitely, if you're having an event in Armidale and you are looking for local flavour, definitely get in touch with the CWA and see if we can be involved in some way for you.
So definitely, that's the local connection. And I'll just go back a step to some of these larger initiatives that have gone through the conference and processes. So back in the day, the Second World War, you would have had care packages. The Vietnam War, we're assuming care packages as well. Mm-hmm. You do stuff with overseas aid, farm safety, the seatbelts on buses was an initiative from the CWA.
Helmets for bicycle riders, flashing lights for school bus zones. There's also, it's agriculture and environment. We do things like look out for issues with water. That's really important. Water security is a huge issue. There's health. One of the things that was lobbied for back in the day was mammograms to be available for people over 40.
Pancreatic cancer, now you're talking about health. There's a medical research grant?
Yes, every 3 years we choose a new medical issue to focus on. So this year, last conference, we chose for our next 3 years pancreatic cancer. Before that it was ovarian cancer, we've had endometriosis, we've had Lyme disease. There's been a whole lot of different things. So that's a 3-year project that's reviewed annually. and usually it's quite a sizable donation goes from the state organisation to that, and they report back to us at conference of what's been happening with the money. So we keep really good tabs on what's actually happening. So that's really good. We also have a, when there's a disaster, we have a disaster fund. So that's something, you know, there are always disasters, even as recently as, well, we've had the cyclone, there's bushfires, power went out further west for days on end, and local businesses and communities were struggling. So that's when the CWA can step in. It's not just turning up and making lunches for people, which is something that we have done as well, but it's also we keep money in reserve so that when there is a time of need, we can just very quickly respond and get money to people in that time of disaster when they need it and help them to get back on their feet.
Fantastic work. The other area is rural, remote, regional women's issues.
Yes, that's really where we started out, because we aim to make sure that the conditions here are at least as good as the conditions available elsewhere in the state, because you can get forgotten in the regions and it's very difficult to attract medical professionals, all of those sorts of services. So we lobby to try and make conditions, accommodation for nurses, etc., is something we talked about at the last conference. The conditions back in the 1920s were quite horrific for women and their families. They were trying to survive in very harsh conditions with very little support, quite isolated from each other. Their children were isolated from other children. So there were things brought in to try and make it possible for those women to get together, have that sense of community, share their skills, have some friendship and support. Back in the early days of the CWA, they also established, it was like an emergency housekeeper service. So when a woman had given birth or was in hospital or whatever, someone in the family was sick, they actually could get a housekeeper to come and do the heavy housekeeping chores for that family while that woman was not able to do it. So that was back in the 1920s.
So I'll just make a bit of a statement here, and it might actually spark you to actually go further. So it's women focused, it's about friendship, it's about support, and I've added it's a safe environment to make important decisions that have major impacts and influence for women and their families.
That's a very good summary of the CWA, yes. It's just such an amazing organisation that people from all different backgrounds and walks of life come together with a common purpose, but we do it in different ways. We support each other, not just formally through the CWA, but we truly develop a network of people in our community who are our friends and who we can call upon when anything is happening in our lives that we might need help. If someone's had to go to hospital, someone will ring them up and say, oh, do you need your washing done? Do you need your shopping done? Can I come and help you with anything? Can I take you to an appointment? We've got some members who can't drive, and so they have to get to medical appointments, and another member will come and pick them up. But it is, yes, it also is very safe because we can say things to each other. We can vent and rant, and I mean, some of the conversations and things can become quite passionate, but it's all done in that spirit of friendship and kindness.
Let's just go to the golf club, which is where you meet now. Meet at the golf club each
third Thursday of each month.
Third Thursday of each month at 1 p.m.
Yes. Because the golf club supports us, they're very good to us with having the room available. We like to support in return. So we quite often will gather there for lunch beforehand, buy our lunch and sit together. And that's a really great catch-up time for people, because in the meeting there's the business of the meeting. So we like to get together and just catch up with all the people we may not have seen for a week or two, have our lunch. So that's at 12 o'clock. And we also welcome anyone who's interested in joining can come along and join in our lunch. You don't have to be a member. Just come and say hello, join in. Then we go and have our meeting, which usually goes for an hour and a half maybe, depending on how much business and how many cooking competitions and handicraft things we've got to judge. Afterwards, we pack up. A whole lot of us stay behind and have coffee and continue catching up. So I put in my diary CWA meeting at 1 o'clock, but it can be a much longer event if you really want to go there for a social event. And we have some of our members who just come. They can't stay out for very long. They just come and have lunch, stay for as much of the meeting as they can, and then they have to go home because they're not feeling the best. But at least they've made a connection.
Fantastic. So we're going to wrap it up pretty soon, Donna. If you were to make a call out for new members, what would you say?
I would say if you have been thinking of joining the CWA, quite often people say, I've been thinking about it for a long time. Stop waiting. Just please contact us. Come along. You can come along and you don't have to join up. Come and see what we do, what we're like. Meet us all. See how friendly we are. Come to a few meetings if you like. Join up. If you've got any skills whatsoever, you'll be welcome. And everybody has skills. So don't be frightened if you think, I can't cook, I couldn't possibly join the CWA. Doesn't matter. I can't knit. No, well, most of us can't knit. Doesn't matter. If you're a kind human being who wants to be involved, you're a woman, please, please come and join. It is so much fun. You will definitely meet friends. If you are looking to expand your social network and find a supportive place to hang out and meet lovely women, we are the place to come.
I'm just thinking about how people could contact. So they can come to the meeting,
yep,
which is every third Thursday at the golf club.
Yes.
1 p.m. But how else would they make a connection?
We have the Armidale CWA Facebook page, which is the public page. You can message us on there and I'll get back to you straight away. And the other one is you can actually go onto the CWA New South Wales website. We don't have a branch website, that the organisation statewide does. And on there you will find a list of all the branches and the contact details for each branch. Go on there and you can find out and you can give our secretary a call or an email. So it's very easy to get in touch with us.
Okay, Donna, thanks very much for coming in. I'll just make my shout out again that I just read out. The CWA is a women-focused, it's all about friendship and support, and particular, given that consensus decision-making model that we talked about and the structure of the organisation, it creates a safe environment to make important decisions that have major impacts for women and their families. So if you are interested, a young woman, for example, or have time to actually get involved and want to be part of a professional organisation that has those aspirations, by all means get involved via the Facebook, by the webpage, CWA webpage, or go out to the golf club each third Thursday of the month at 1 p.m. and meet up with the women out there, like-minded women. It's all about a safe environment to make important decisions. Thank you, the CWA. Thank you, Donna, for coming in.
You're most welcome. I love talking about the CWA.
Well, yes, we can get that, and that's what's great about radio. We want people who can talk. It's no use not talking if you've got to come on radio. The CWA is a gem in our organised community, and I thank you for coming in, and that, thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much, Herb.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.